Y'all, thank you for coming. As you may know, at noon today, I declared a state of emergency for the state of South Carolina as a precaution. It is a precaution. This is not an order of evacuation. I repeat, this is not an order of mandatory evacuation. This is a state of emergency, meaning we are in a state of emergency. Something is likely to happen, and we need to get prepared. This declaration officially allows the emergency management officials to begin execution of our state hurricane preparedness plan on the state and the local level. It also allows the National Guard to pre-position resources, move people, and stage resources in anticipation of evacuation, probably of the low country, and in anticipation of landfall of the hurricane and recovery, which will follow the landfall. Just a few moments ago, I gave official approval to execute the state mass transportation plan, which allows FEMA and the National Guard to begin contracting with commercial entities, companies, for the purpose of evacuating those without transportation or means to obtain transportation. That typically will mean buses. That is, they have the authority to start making those financial arrangements. I'm also requesting a presidential disaster declaration in advance of the hurricane so that we will be able to receive federal aid and resources in order to prepare for the landfall impact if and when it comes. We do not know when or if it will come, and we don't know how strong it will be if it comes. According to the National Weather Service and others, it is a Category 3 hurricane at this time. That was the same as Hugo. Hurricane Matthew was a Category 1 hurricane. That means this is, if it hits in the strength that it now has, when it gets here, it will be like Hurricane Hugo if it hits. The main message that I want to bring to the people is two things. One is you could not have a better, more prepared, more professional team and network around the state than we have. We are prepared. We are prepared in resources. We've had training. We're prepared in coordination and communication. And we're prepared all the way from the state to the county levels, all across the state. But what we cannot do is make the citizens prepare. So what we are urging you to do, all citizens, is get prepared. Just assume or pretend that a Category 3 hurricane is arriving tomorrow morning and do what you would do then now and get ready. Because when that hurricane is coming, when it gets close, it's too late. So if you have important papers that need to be saved, get them saved. If you have animals that you need to look after, do it. If you have prescription medicines, things of that nature, get ready. Just pretend, assume that you're having to leave your home or your business and not come back for several days. You won't be allowed to come back. There'll be trees down, power lines down, maybe water, maybe roads washed out. We don't know. We hope for the best. We prepare for the worst. So I say again, now is the time to prepare. Because when and if I issue the order of mandatory evacuation, that means you must leave, and leave then. Now there's a lot going on between now and then. We have plans for the Highway Patrol, Department of Transportation, the National Guard, law enforcement, and everybody connected therein all across the state. We have plans, and things are being set in motion now. The only thing we do not have the authority to order is the preparedness of the citizens. So get prepared. Do the things now that you would do if the hurricane were knocking on your door. And that way we'll save life, we'll save property, and we'll be able to recover quickly, much more quickly, if and when the hurricane strikes. Now I say again, I'm not ordering an evacuation at this time, but we will do that at the appropriate time when and if it gets here. So again, we are prepared. We want every citizen to be prepared. Again, just pretend that the hurricane is going to be here in the morning and do now what you would do then. If you have outdoor furniture that's loose and fly around, tie it up, put it inside. If you have windows that need to be battened down, need to lock doors, things you need to store, go ahead and do it. Medicines, pretend that you will be leaving home for several days and you don't know when you're going to come back. If relatives need to know where you are, if you need to make arrangements to go someplace, if your car's battery's been dead, better fix it. If you don't have gas in your vehicle, better get some. If you don't have a map on how to get around, better get one. And remember this, there'll be a lot of misinformation going on. We have a lot of social media. A lot of people will be very helpful, but there'll be some that will be dead wrong. When they say this road is out or that road is flooded, they may be dead wrong. Listen to the official sources. Listen to the official sources and do what they say. We've planned for this. We will have the official information, and it will be reliable, and you need to be ready to listen to it. So have your radios on. Have your cell phones charged. Be sure to take your chargers with you. All those things that you would do if you have to leave now, go ahead and get them done. And if we're lucky, we won't need to leave. If we're unlucky, we'll wish we left a little earlier than we did. And for those folks who determine that they want to stay in their homes or stay in their businesses despite an evacuation order, we can't come get you. After a certain period, we can't come anymore and risk the lives of people to come get you. You'll be on your own. So when we say go, and if we say go, when we say go, that means it's time to go. I'd now like to ask Director Stinson and General Livingston. General, anything you'd like to add, sir?
Yes, Governor. Thank you, Governor. Just want to emphasize a couple of points Governor made. Irma is a very dangerous storm. We don't know where Irma's going to hit, if it's going to even hit the East Coast. Some of the tracks are taking it further east, but we just don't know. We'll know better in the next 24 to 48 hours where the storm will be headed. We're continuing preparations, Team South Carolina, under the governor's direction. All of the agencies that report to the governor, all the counties, all the cities, we're taking preparations like we're going to see hurricane or tropical storm force winds coming in around Sunday or Monday. That doesn't mean it's going to happen, but we are preparing. We encourage you to prepare. Have a plan, as Governor says, get ready to move, and then when the word comes, you'll be prepared.
Thank you. Yeah. Rex Stinson.
Yes, sir. I think most of you know our job here at EMD is to coordinate the state response under the governor's direction, obviously, and that involves not just the state agencies, but also involves the local authorities, the counties. We're in constant contact with the counties to make sure that we're up to date on any unmet needs that they might have at this time. Right now, we don't know of any, but it takes a while to put these plans into effect, so obviously we need to start the coordination now. Obviously have a very experienced team in South Carolina. Probably one of the best training experiences we went through recently was Hurricane Matthew last year, and that pretty much validated our plans, especially in terms of the evacuation piece. So, you know, we're in a pretty good place, and as said earlier, we've got really good emergency management professionals throughout the state of South Carolina, and when the need comes, we'll have those from FEMA and the federal government as well. One thing I did want to mention, also in kind of in relation to what Governor McMaster talked about, was personal preparedness, the hurricane guide. is chock full of information that can get you ready for any kind of situation, not just a hurricane, but it's pretty much focused on the hurricane, but talks about what you need to do before, during, and after the hurricane, and that's all written down in there. It's available in a number of means. It's available at Walgreens. It's available at Coastal DMV offices, and also on our website at scemd.org. So it's just chock full of information, and highly suggest you take some time and take a look at that, and you'll definitely be more prepared.